One of Jesse's servers appeared at our table before things could get awkward, and my stomach turned when he looked at Anna like he wanted to lick her. It's just old instincts flaring back up. That's it. It doesn't mean anything. Even so, I grabbed his attention by clearing my throat. He did a double take when he recognized me, clearly knowing who I was, but not expecting me to be there. I smirked when I saw Jesse rolling her eyes at me from across the table. Ignore him, Seth. He's just my brother when he's here, not that dude on all the news. Seth nodded, but still stammered through his greeting. What can I get everyone tonight? I'll have my usual. Jesse didn't even have a menu in front of her. Will you ask Jonah for extra cheese sauce on my burger, please? Of course. He swallowed when he turned his attention on me. Since it's her place, I trust Jessie's judgment. I'll have whatever she's having. Anna smiled when she placed her order. I'll have a bowl of French onion soup, please. Seth nodded again, offered to bring us some drinks while we waited, and then took off like his ass was on fire. I had a feeling everyone in town would know I was here by tomorrow, if not by later tonight. French onion soup, huh? I asked Anna once he was gone, keeping my tone as casual as if we spoke every day. That used to be your favorite, if memory serves. I can't believe it's still your go-to. She blinked too many times for it to be natural before she found her voice. I'm surprised you remember. I'm assuming since you ordered the burger, you haven't turned into a vegan on all of us after all this time in Hollywood. I laughed. Trust Anna to be completely earnest and direct. Now, we're not all vegans out there. I did try some pescatarian diet once. Total disaster. Even my skin smelled like fish after the first week. Her nose wrinkled. That sounds terrible. What about the kale thing? Is that true? She was trying to play it cool, but I didn't miss the rigidity of her spine, or how her eyes kept flickering to mine before darting away again. As much as I liked knowing I still had an effect on her, I didn't want her to stay nervous around me. So what if we had a past? She was still my sister's best friend and one of my oldest friends. It didn't have to be awkward every time I saw her while I was here. The kale thing was very true for a while. Most people have gotten over it, though. It's all about the beets now. I grinned and felt a strange rush of satisfaction when my joke earned one of her tinkling laughs. What about you? How are you doing? Also, what have you got against vegans and kale? Her cheeks flushed bright red before she gave her head a firm shake. I'm fine and nothing. I was just curious to know how far down the rabbit hole you've fallen. I rubbed my chin with my thumb and my index finger, pretending to think. Well, I got engaged to an actress who cheated on me, and I've partied with some famous people. Does that mean you're going to start calling me Alice now? She turned to face me so fast that I was afraid she might have hurt her back. Her mouth was already open, presumably to apologize, before she realized I was making a joke at my own expense. The familiar gray crystals that swam in the hazel of her eyes and always made them look like they were sparkling, illuminated. For just a moment, I thought she was going to give my shoulder the same playful shove she would have years ago. Her hand even moved on the table, but she caught herself and settled for an eye roll instead. Of course you've partied with famous people. Aren't you one of them? I think I've seen your name in the paper once or twice. I clutched my heart and clawed at the material of my shirt. Seriously, only once or twice? Ugh, that hurts, Anna. I have worked so hard to build a reputation that would have people follow me around and ask for selfies. Now, you're here telling me I failed. She bit back a laugh, and Jesse shook her head at me. You don't need us to stroke your ego any more than it's already been stroked, Willie. Welcome home, otherwise known as the place that will knock you right back down to earth. I was sorry to hear about what happened with your fiancé, Anna said. But Jesse's right. I wouldn't expect anyone around here to treat you any differently than they always have. I let out an exaggerated sigh, pretending to be hurt for another moment before dropping the act. That's why I'm here. I needed to get out of the Hollywood bubble for a while. Amen to that. Jesse raised the beer Seth had dropped off for us. I'd been so focused on Anna that I'd hardly even noticed him when he came back to our table. How long are you staying? Anna asked. I shrugged and didn't miss how her eyes drank in the curve of my neck to my shoulder before she swallowed hard. I wonder if she's remembering how she used to bite me right there when she... William! Jesse's voice snapped me out of the thought. Clearing my throat, I tried to push away the memories of her moans and how her teeth used to sink into me so she wouldn't make too much noise. A couple weeks, maybe more. Oh, right. A rosy flush spread over the tops of her cheeks, and she seemed flustered. Huh, what was that all about?